This is the School Success Podcast, a podcast for school leaders to learn from other school leaders what's working and what's not, and to get inspiration and encouragement, as well as strategies to grow school enrollment, connect with families, retain teachers, recruit teachers, and everything in between. You guys are heroes, and I cannot thank you enough for pouring into this next generation that's coming behind us. My goal is you will take at least one thing away from every episode that you can take back to your school to make it better than it is right now. Please enjoy the School Success Podcast. Hey, School Success Makers, welcome to another edition of the School Success Podcast. I'm your host, Mitchell Slater, and I'm joined again by myself, yours truly, for this week's episode. We're in this series for a kind of like mini episodes. We did this probably about a year ago, and they went really well. We got some really great feedback when we did these, so we are going to do them again because we are in enrollment season and re-enrollment season. We want to make sure that you guys as school leaders have what you guys need to make sure you are as prepared as possible to get as many students into your school and to be as successful as possible as you guys are enrolling for fall of 2024. Most of the clients we've been working with, they've already started re-enrollment, and most of them are opening enrollment. If not already, they're about to do it. So we want to make sure that you guys are preparing your websites, your marketing, internal things to have the most success possible. So if you haven't yet listened to last week's episode, I do encourage you to go back. I believe it was under 10 minutes total for that episode. Just like me, I listen to a podcast on 1.5 speed when I'm listening. So then it's that 10 minutes would be like 7 minutes or whatever that would be. So saves you some time there if you want to listen to that. And so go back, listen to that one. It's all about websites, how you should structure your website. All of these are going to build off of each other a little bit. So they're all going to make more sense if you've seen the one prior and going forward for that. So go listen to that one, less than 10 minutes. Won't take you long at all. And then this one will make a lot more sense. For today's episode, you guys have probably heard me talk about this before, but it's specifically talking about adding a lead generator to your school's website. Now, this has different terms. You might have heard it called a lead magnet, or just in terms of calling it what it is, like an ebook or a checklist, something somebody can download. Some people might think that their newsletter is a lead generator. I would argue that's a no, but it's something, and you guys have probably all seen them before, and you go to a website and it says, hey, enter your email for 30% off this pair of shoes. And so you put your email in, you get that pair of shoes, you know, you inquire about it, boom, they send you a coupon. That's technically a lead generator. It's a coupon that you opted into to get. They get your email address, and then they're able to follow up with you with information about their products and services and all of that. But this one is specifically for you guys, for your school. It's offering something on your website that people can opt into and get for free. Hey, School Success Makers, just a really quick break from the episode to highlight our amazing sponsors over at America's Christian Credit Union. They are celebrating 65 years of service this year, and they provide essential school banking services and a tuition financing program for schools looking to reduce their risk and administrative burden. And you guys can find out all about them on their website, americaschristiancu.com/schools. That's americaschristiancu.com/schools. They are amazing over there, and I always like to say, if you're a school that collects tuition and you have a hard time collecting all of tuition at the end of the year, maybe it comes around May, June, you're like, man, we only got collected 95 or 98% of what tuition was owed to our school. One of the things you can do is have your parents get a tuition financing loan through the credit union, and then they pay the credit union directly, and you get your funds up front at the beginning of the year as the school. So you don't have to chase people throughout the year, and you can focus on what you do best, and that is loving and educating your students. And it doesn't cost your school anything to do it. So check them out online, americaschristiancu.com/schools. All right, back to the show. Now, that could be a whole bunch of different things, and every school is going to be a little bit different on what they offer and what they provide to people. Most of our clients will add some variation of an ebook. Now, when I say ebook, I'm not talking 10,000 words here. Typically, 1,000 words or less, and sometimes you can get away with 500 words. They don't have to be crazy, crazy long and super duper specific. But you do want it to be valuable. So as a couple random ideas, and again, this will differ based on every school and what they want to do, but you want to add value to something that somebody would actually go, oh, I do want to hear what's in that ebook. So we have a lot of schools in the Christian and classical space. And so some of the ideas we've done for them and that they've done is classical education is just kind of a one people aren't as familiar with and how it's structured and how it works. So we've always suggested, hey, let's go off of that. Because the majority of your families that are going to your school, they might have heard about it, but maybe they're a little unsure of what is classical education. So we go a couple different ways. I've suggested, hey, the five reasons why classical Christian education is the best foundation for your family. Okay. Again, you're phrasing it to be not specifically just your school, just the methodology that you guys are about as a school. Montessori could do the exact same thing. If you're a Montessori school, five reasons why a Montessori education is the best foundation for your family. You could do the same thing if you're a charter school. Maybe you have a specific a piece that your charter school focuses on. Maybe it's on the arts or something. You could do the same thing. This is super basic, okay? I'm just giving you guys spitballing ideas here, but the five reasons why the arts are a great foundation for your family. So it's something you're going to give those reasons. You're going to keep it very simple, again, under 1,000 words of saying like, why is this good? Why is this valuable? And should you be doing this for you and your family? And list them out. Have bullet points. You write it out. And honestly, if you're familiar with AI, you could probably have ChatGPT or something helping you out with some of these creations. You could give it the ideas and it kind of fills in the filler words. And then you want to get it designed. Okay. So whatever that ebook is, whatever you decide on as a school, you can always change it, by the way. So you can start and switch it out 3 months later if you really wanted to. It doesn't have to be there forever. But then you want to get it designed. And if you guys aren't designers, don't try and be a designer. Send it to Fiverr. If you haven't heard of Fiverr, I've highlighted it every once in a while on the show. Fiverr is Fiverr.com. Fiverr. Check it out. It's where you can find digital services from all over the world from people who provide those things. And you can find a graphic designer on there to design your ebook for probably $20. I mean, maybe less, maybe more. Depends on where you're searching. Okay. And you can have this person design it, use your school's color, your school's logo, and it'll look great. And you guys can then use that to put on your website. Now, that's just obviously one big piece of this. We'll get into more of the details in next week's episode of actually building out like a funnel and some different automations that will accompany that. But we're focusing specifically on this one. We want to offer something on our website that people can opt into and download for free. And they're going to leave their email or their cell phone number or both to be able to get that download. Now, I know there's a lot of schools I'll talk to and they have a newsletter. They're like, well, we have a newsletter on our website. Why can't we just use that? You can, but I just don't encourage that because it's for people who want to show up to sign up for a school's newsletter with that exact verbiage, sign up for our school's newsletter. If I'm not interested in your school or I'm on the fence about your school, I don't want to receive your school's newsletter about a field trip you guys did or about something that's happening at the school. I'm just not going to be interested because you haven't gotten me there yet. We're still in this courting, dating relationship of like, do I want to know more about you? And that's where this lead generator comes in. This is where it differentiates itself from like a newsletter. Hey, school success makers, just a really quick break to highlight one of our amazing sponsors, and that is ClassReach. Now, ClassReach supports schools of all sizes from application to graduation. Take charge of your school with ease, power, and mobility using ClassReach, the school management software administrators and teachers love using. You can get your free demo at ClassReach.com. That's ClassReach.com. They are amazing people, and they provide this amazing SIS software for you to keep track of your students' grades, communicating with families that are enrolled, and a whole bunch more. So again, check it all out on their website, ClassReach.com. They are awesome. All right, now back to the show. Here's a valuable piece of content that we crafted just for you, you prospective family, and we want you to read it about our school or about the methodology that we use as a school. Here, download. Here, all we need is your email, or all we need is your cell phone number, whatever it is, and you give it to them. So it's also a psychological thing too, because you're giving them something for free, and they feel like, again, psychologically, that they owe you something. And that's where this works very, very well. We've had great success doing this for all of our school clients that we do this for. And that's why it's kind of like the foundational piece that we do for our school clients we work with. You got to have something on there to get people's emails, and it's not does not need to be your newsletter. That doesn't mean that they wouldn't want your newsletter later. Maybe they get the lead generator and they love it, and maybe now they get the newsletter. But you don't call it a newsletter. I don't like the word newsletter. It just that doesn't make me want to get it. You want my newsletter? no, I really don't actually want your newsletter. Like, you got to give me some reason why I want that. Maybe there's giveaways or something in it. We've been working on that internally because we launched our, and I don't like the word newsletter, but that's how you'll know what I'm talking about. Our newsletter, we called it the School Success Report. We didn't want to call it the School Success Newsletter. Just, I don't know, sounds boring to me. So I was like, the School Success Report. So come up with a name, like, if you're going to do that, a name that's intriguing. But again, getting off topic, we're talking about the lead generator. That's what we're focusing on. So figure out what that is. Maybe you talk with your board of directors or different people like, hey, what can this thing be that we offer for free on our website that lives on there? And that the, guys, you can do so many different things. We've had schools that had a specific one for kindergarten, a specific one for high school, a specific one for the sports program. Like, you can have different ones that attract different families. And that can get really complicated really, really quickly. But that's the gist of it. So to keep this one short, I want you guys to focus on a lead generator. Go back and listen to the last episode. Talk about your website and how we can structure things for more success. But for this one specifically, we're talking about that lead generator. You want to get that created, designed, ready to go on your website for people to download and opt into. We use this off our internal software, Zenrollment. That's enrollment with a Z at the beginning, Zenrollment.com. If you guys are interested in signing up for that and using that software to power all of that, we're also going to dive into that a little bit more in next week episode. But you don't have to. You can use all these different softwares to put those on. MailChimp, Constant Contact, there's a whole bunch of them out there that would power that software integration in the background. But I just want you to do it because it's going to work. It's going to help you a lot. And I want you guys to do it. So whatever you do, just do it. Okay. As Nike would say. Okay. All right. And they're not a sponsor. That'd be cool if they were. But okay. So whew, that was it for the content, guys. So a couple things. We have three free things for all our listeners that are always there, always available. We want you guys to be diving into. The first one, of course, is what you're listening to right now. It's our podcast, free with weekly episodes. We want to make sure you guys are tuning in. If you're loving the content that we're putting out, please share it. Please share it out with people, other school leaders and people, teachers that you know. That'd be mean a lot to us. And if you love the content, we would love a five-star review from you because we love putting this content out and it means a lot, all the reviews and feedback we get from you. And if you are on Facebook, we would love you to join our free private Facebook community just for school leaders called School Success Makers. I'm personally in there. I'd love to see you in there as well. Feel free to ask questions, meet other teachers and people from all over the world. We actually do have some international folks from inside of there. So it's like this worldwide thing of school teachers and leaders in there. So go join School Success Makers on Facebook. And lastly, I already, pinged it and, mentioned it earlier, but our School Success Report, you can sign up for that weekly going out. You can go to our website, schoolsuccessmakers.com. In the top right-hand corner, there's a button to sign up for School Success Report. Get that sent out. We highlight a teacher in every episode. And every report that goes out, we highlight a teacher. We have some great articles on teaching. We're also going to be doing some giveaways and fun stuff with our, I almost said newsletter again, right there. With a report, every time it comes out, we'll make sure you guys don't miss it. So make sure you sign up for that. And we'll be back here next week with another mini episode as we help you guys get ready for enrollment season in 2024. So guys, thank you for tuning in to the School Success Podcast. We will see you then.